Psalm 78, beginning at verse 40. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness. How often they grieved him in the wasteland. They repeatedly put God to the test. They provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember the power of his hand, the day when he redeemed them from the foe, when he displayed his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the region of Zoan, when he turned their rivers to blood, so they could not drink from their streams. He sent against them a swarm of flies that bit them. Then he sent frogs that destroyed them. Then he gave their crops to the grasshopper. He gave what they worked for to the locust. He killed their grapevines with hail and their sycamore fig trees with sleet. Then he turned over their cattle to hail and their livestock to lightning bolts. He sent against them his burning anger, his wrath and indignation and distress by sending destroying angels. He prepared a path for his anger. He did not spare their lives from death, but he delivered their lives to the plague. Then he struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, the first fruit of their virility in the tents of Ham. But he led his people out like sheep. He led them like a flock through the wilderness. Then he guided them safely, so they were not afraid. But the sea covered their enemies. Then he brought them to the border of his holy land, to this mountain which his right hand had taken. He drove out nations before them. He marked the borders of their inheritance, and he settled the tribes of Israel in their tents. But they tested him. They rebelled against God Most High, and they did not keep his testimonies. Yes, they turned aside and were treacherous like their fathers. They were as undependable as a crooked bow. Then they angered him with their high places, and they made him jealous with their idols. God heard, and he showed his anger. He completely rejected Israel. So he abandoned his dwelling in Shiloh, the tent where he dwelled among people. So he sent the symbol of his strength away into captivity. He gave his splendor into the hand of the foe. He also handed over his people to the sword, and he showed his anger against his possession. Fire consumed their best young men, so their virgins were not praised in wedding songs. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows did not weep. Then the Lord awoke like someone who had been sleeping, like a warrior overcome by wine. Then he drove back his foes. He gave them everlasting shame. Then he rejected the tent of Joseph, and he did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. Then he built up his sanctuary like the heights, like the world that he established for all time. Then he chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. He brought him from following the mother sheep to shepherd his people, Jacob, and his possession, Israel. So he shepherded them with a sincere heart, and with skillful hands he led them.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.